USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers in the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 a gallon. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That $2.89 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick Tahan of GasBuddy.com tells us the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. GasBuddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
Federal and state taxes will present even higher prices at the pumps. Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby Saturday, upsetting the top favorites in the field to win the 147th running of the roses at Churchill Downs. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A great sign the United States is exiting the coronavirus pandemic. The entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now at 80% capacity for restaurants, clubs, shows, and concerts. Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore tells Fox News everyone is excited.
I'm very excited. First of all, the business owners have been ready. They have their plans in place. We're at 80% capacity. We're going to go to 100 very quickly. We are vaccinated over 50%. As soon as we hit that 60% mark, we'll be at 100%. And I say within a couple of weeks we'll be there. We're not 6 feet apart anymore. We're 3 feet apart. And when you think about that with our nightlife and our clubbing and no matter what kind of dancing, whether you're dancing country at Stoney's, you know, 6 feet apart when you're dancing is a bit rough.
Last year at this time, Nevada had a 30% unemployment rate. It's now at 8%. Celebrity chef Todd English says quality workers are biting at the bit to get back to work.
The quality of person that wants to work coming back, and people don't want to be at home anymore. People want to work and, you know, contribute to society and just work for themselves, you know, for their own personal well-being. So I find that we're getting really good quality people back. I've had maybe in the last 2 days while I was at the restaurant, people coming up and going, "Chef, thank you so much for hiring me. I'm so excited to be back to work."
Awesome.
So that's a good sign, you know. So I'm really, I don't know when the last time someone said that to me, but now it's really exciting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.